Marion, lots to talk with you about, but the curse of Cleveland. Now, I'm interested in that. Is that, did that have to do with the Rocky Colavito trade, or did it go way back?
Okay, I think it was put on them about 1950.
Okay, and the Colavito trade was 60, so that's probably not
and
it.
And I think when, you know, when somebody gave you a brand new coloring book when you were a little kid, a new box of crayons, how you would outline the picture and then you would color in nice and soft in the inside.
Assuming we colored well as kids, yeah.
Okay. Well, when a curse or negative energy is put on somebody or something, it starts out just like an outline. But every time something negative happens or something bad happens, it feeds that. And that's almost like a magnet. It attracts negative energy. So I'm sure the Colavito trade added to it, just like apparently the Native American Indians are unhappy with the Wahoo, you know, symbol that they use for the Cleveland Indians. They're supposed to be putting negative energy on them also. So it's just, now see, the difference is here. The organization, the Cubs and Cleveland, each one of them, it's the organization that has the negative energy on it. Now, let's just throw a monkey wrench into this now. The Cleveland Browns, they do not have a curse on them. However,
but they don't win either.
But let me finish. The grounds that the stadium is on has a curse on it.
Ah.
See?
Uh-huh. So even they, when Cleveland, they moved.
They
moved, and now this is a new Cleveland team, right?
Cleveland team, but what they did, they just tore down the old stadium and built it right back on top.
So they're in the same spot, huh?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So all that would have to be done to help the Browns along would be clean the stadium, the grounds of where the Browns stadium is. The stadium that the Indians have is fine. Their curse is on the organization.
Hey, the story you were going to tell us about.
Oh yeah, the property.
Property, yeah.
Okay, there was an old man that loved his acreage, and he was in a very, very exclusive neighborhood, and he decided his kids got older. Dad, sell the property. Let's build houses. We can make a fortune. So what Dad did, he parceled off, and he had a street put in with 16 houses. The rest of the property, he told his sons, this is going to be like a reserve, a wild bird sanctuary, whatever. No houses are ever to be built there. Well, what do you think? As soon as Dad died, the money was just too good to pass. So they went ahead and they cut streets in that, sold the property to, you know, builders, whatever, and houses were put up there. Do you know that that man cursed that ground, that as long as it was a sanctuary, it was to be fine? But if any houses were ever to be built on that property, nothing but bad would happen. And it started on the first house that was built. Somebody in that house died of cancer. It went to the next house. Somebody in that house lost a child in a freak car accident. Every house on that street lost somebody, and then it started over again before they realized that that property was cursed.
Oh my. You know, and some people, when they make these curses, really don't intend for anyone to get hurt, do they?
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, an item can be cursed, too. Say an old couple lives in a house, and they know that their kids are just waiting for them to die so they can get rid of the possessions and get the money. So they're going to curse the stuff in their house. Now, the kids don't want that stuff, so they sell it at tag sales, or what's ever left, you know, the man comes in and gives you a flat price for it and takes it off and sells them at flea markets. So you're walking around this flea market, and you see this really pretty paperweight. And you pick it up, and you go, you know, this would look really nice on my desk. And you're holding it. You pay $2 for it. You take it home. But that doggone paperweight has a curse on it.
So if anybody can remove a curse, can anyone give one?
Absolutely. It would take a little bit more than that, but you don't have to be a genius to figure out how to do it. Yeah. But we don't teach that. We just teach how to take off.
Do some people give curses to ghosts?
No, you can't put a curse on somebody that's already dead. And just like a ghost can't put a curse on somebody that's living. So, no, that area is pretty clear. Now, there is a generational curse. Somebody caught somebody hopping out of somebody's bedroom window 200 years ago, and I curse you, and I curse your son's sons, and your son's son's sons, and da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, that is a curse that is going to go generation to generation. And you mentioned the Kennedys before. Don't tell me they don't have a generational curse.
Oh, it's a huge curse. It's
horrible. That's exactly right.